And we're joined by Dockers CEO Ian Steve Rosich. Welcome to the program, Steve. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We're going really well. Now, you've been pretty quiet this year after plenty of action last year with Hamling and Hill and McCarthy and Kirsten. And this year, nothing.
Not yet.
Well, it's not a trade week anymore, Carl. It's the trade period, and it goes through till next Thursday. So everyone's been a bit gun-shy until today. So, look, no doubt you'll see a little bit more movement, but, you know, it's nice to see in the main with our game that history still prevails, that most players want to stay at their drafted club.
Is it too long, this period? What are your thoughts?
Look, I think it's probably about right. If it was a day or two shorter, I don't think that would hurt, but it allows conversations to mature and things to change and people to get involved in different transactions. So, look, I don't think it's too bad. And ultimately, I think the AFL quite like the fact that here we are in October and everyone's still talking about AFL, which is terrific.
It is terrific. Now, what about the trades for Nathan Wilson and also Brandon Matera trying to get them in? A bit of toing and froing going on with GWS for Wilson, I believe.
So they're two of our target players, Paul, two young West Australians who have been one that Nathan at GWS for quite some time now, and also Brandon at Gold Coast. So those conversations are ongoing with those two clubs. They've both got a bit on. GWS had the Devin Smith deal, which went through today. Gold Coast have got a few players that they're considering as well, as we understand it. So, look, those things we'll keep working through, and both parties, both us and those two clubs, know where those proposed trades are at, and it's moving along and progressing really well. So we anticipate that'll take its natural course over the next week or so.
Are you confident you've got enough picks to get those deals done, or do you need to manoeuvre somehow and get into a better situation with your own picks?
Look, I guess that's part of the discussion, isn't it, Paul, at this point in time? But I think one of the great things that's come into the AFL system is, as it is in the US, is the opportunity to use future picks. So that gives everyone a bit more flexibility and a bit more currency at the table and enables transactions to take place. So all those things are being worked through. It's been more about, at this stage, the other two clubs, GWS and Gold Coast, having a little bit on. So we'll get to those and mature those discussions, no doubt, in the coming days.
Steve, where are you at with Michael Johnson?
Michael's re-signed for next year, Carl. So he finished off a solid season with us. My recollection is he played all 22 games. So he's keen and looking forward to pre-season and you know, having a really good season in 2018.
What about Nick Subin? He's still at this stage, doesn't have a club for next year. Life membership awarded the other day.
It was terrific to see Nick and both Hayden Ballantyne at a packed house at Crown on Saturday night, the Doig Medal, accept their life memberships. Two players that have reached that 150 game milestone, and well earned. And you know, Nick is at a stage where we're just working through things, see how the trade period evolves, and we'll keep those discussions going with Nick and his management and see what transpires over the next week and a half and possibly even, you know, beyond that.
Steve, what about pick number 5? It's the first time the club's had a good high pick for a while. Do you expect the club to go with the best available talent, which has been the policy, or is it time just to go for the best key position forward because you need to get one in?
What pick were you taking at, Hayes? Number 2, wasn't it?
Pick number 2, yeah.
Well,
you got that wrong because you picked number 4.
Well, it's all about getting who you need, and we got both of you, so that was a good result. So, look, we think Brad Lloyd and his recruiting team, David Walls and co, think that you know, they're really positive about having pick 5. There'll be 5 quality players to look at, and those discussions in terms of, you know, what type of player and indeed who will take place beyond trade period in advance of the late November draft. But ultimately, with pick 5, you're going to get a quality player. We look forward to that, and it probably won't be positionally based.
Is that right? So I could end up being another midfielder.
Well, if they're super quality, like yourself at pick 2, Hayes, well, that'll be the case. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, you got to see it takes the players ahead of you, Hayes. You got to see how it's rolling.
Correct.
You know, it's like a fantasy draft, Hayes, when we sit around the office. Sometimes you don't get the picks right. Now, the Dockers opener, Steve, there's been a lot of debate around West Coast and Freo, and I saw the light show on Tuesday. That was pretty impressive. It'd be probably pretty good to have a couple of games out west, given it that scenario. Brand new stadium, good opportunity for both clubs' members to get along and experience it.
Look, that's what we think. We think that having the both WA AFL clubs having a standalone game to kick off their season, one in round one, probably one in round two, would be great because each of us will call it, our own first game at the stadium. It is a terrific facility, showcased in, as you said, that light show recently, which is on our website for people to check out and have a look at. We sit pretty comfortably with our pitch to have the home game in round one, and hopefully that'll be the case. There's a really strong business case for us having that. Ultimately, it's the AFL's decision, so we look forward to that playing out. And, of course, we've also got the AFLW game, which will be the first, looks like, first football game of any code at the venue in early February, where our Fremantle Dockers AFLW team will play in round two. So plenty of football will be played next year, and it starts in February with the AFLW.
And round two, is that going to be against Collingwood?
Well, I saw that in the Age, Carl. We understand the fixture for the AFLW will be coming out later in October, but the Age often gets a good look at what's transpiring, so it could be a good
look at it. You've got to look at it too, come on. You'll have a look at
it.
We
don't, actually.
You don't get an early one.
No, we don't get a look at that. We might get a look at it a couple of days before, but we're certainly not aware of who that opponent will be yet for that AFLW game.
Steve, what about assistant coaches?
A bit of speculation.
Have you got the group that's going to go into 2018, or are you still looking around at any assistants?
We do. So we've rejigged a few things, and we've got the team in place to support Ross Lyon. One of the extra pieces of the jigsaw puzzle was, which I was really pleased about, Tendai Mazungu coming back to the club after his year at GWS and rejoining us, such a popular player with us and a terrific young man. So he'll head up our next generation academy and part of that development coaching team. And we'll look at a few specialist coaches to feed into that. So there'll be more news to come on that as the players and coaches come back to work in early November. But in terms of ostensibly in terms of our, line coaching team and development coaching team, they're very much in place, and we'll work through the roles and responsibilities when they're back at work in early November.
Thanks very much for your time tonight. Appreciate it. We're out of time.
Thanks, gents. Enjoy the rest of the show. And it's terrific. We're still talking about the AFL. It's 365 now, so great to be part of.
Exactly. It never stops. Steve Ross is there, the CEO of the Freo Dockers. We'll be back after the news.